Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I wanted to introduce my wife and my children. I know I don't need to introduce them, but I still want to introduce them. But my wife is gone, so we will do it later. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Let me pray first. Father, I thank you very much for the opportunity to be here. And I do mean both in the natural and in the spiritual. I'm very glad I can be amongst this brethren in this hour. Yet even more, I'm so glad that I can be here in this time, in this hour, in the midst of your will, what you are doing on the face of the earth. My God. Help me, God, that I would be every time, every moment of my life, at the right place and the right time. My Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we commit to you this meeting. We commit to you all the brethren who are sitting here. Every heart. And through them we are coming to you, those who will hear through them. And also, Lord, we are acknowledging the heavenly host which is here. And Lord, so we pray that you would have your course. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We have to realize where we really are. The devil and the world is so much trying to show us the natural. We count our money. We count our time. We count our strength. We count our enemy. And yet, it doesn't matter. What we need to do is to find God. Amen. Where is God today? What is He saying today? What does He want me to do today? You know, we don't want to be just Christians, right? We don't want to be just children of God. There is much higher calling. And the word which God has given us should lift us from the natural realm, from the realm of Christianity, into the realm of sonship. We have put so much years and energy into living the church system, if you want. And our problem was not necessarily with the word they are telling the world. God bless them in going and telling everybody about Jesus Christ. God can use it. Our problem was that the church has misplaced God. Now we know how to do it, Lord.
Yes, listen, we have it here.
Please, can you step aside? And let us do the job. Oh, hallelujah. And you know, that's the problem the church has. Not only the church out, but the church inside. We set our eyes upon our strength. We count money. We see what makes more sense. We are comparing the benefits and the cost. Amen. But if you look in the Bible and find a man of God, They were doing foolishness. Let's face it, this meeting is foolishness. This meeting, you know, if you look at the cost of how much it is for everybody to come in and meet here in this room, the church would be laughing. Amen?
Yes.
Amen? Can you say amen?
Yes.
We've got here Africa, we've got here Asia, we've got here America, we've got here Europe. You know? But we've got here a Father.
Right.
We've got here the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And He's got a purpose.
You know, I
don't ask the Lord to bless what I do. You know, I learned not to ask and say, Lord, bless what I do. Because it should be the very opposite. I need to ask God, what are you doing? And if I know what role should I play in what He is doing, it cannot be unblessed. You know what I mean? We need to move our mind from ourselves. It's not about me. It's not about us. It's about Him. That's why we need to seek Him. That's why we need to search for Him. And He's searching for us. What is the limit for God? Yes. What's the grenze? What's the border? Yes. What is the? Is it the German border?
Is it the
Deutsche
Grenze?
Is it they didn't want Brother Jokes to come in, huh? They didn't want Brother Sijoke to come in. Right? They said you have no business here. He flew in Germany. You know, and they said no, not coming in. But yesterday he said he came in and said, once I step on this ground, I claim it in the name of my Father. And nothing could stop him coming in. You know, there's a testimony after testimony after testimony of God moving on behalf of His people.
Yeah.
There are healings, there are miracles going on. If you just take last year and all of us tell you all the miracles which happened and the healings, the weekend wouldn't be enough. God is on the move.
Yeah.
What's the limit? Is it the limit of your bank account? Is it the limit of our physical strength? You know, let's go to Second Chronicles. We did speak about it this morning at breakfast, Sister Hannelore. So I did find a scripture for you. It is Second Chronicles 16.
Chronicles.
7. And at that time, Hanai the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand.
Zu jener Zeit kam der Seher Hanani zu Asa, dem König von Juda, und sagte zu ihm, weil du dich auf den König von Aram gestützt hast und dich nicht auf den Herrn, deinen Gott, gestützt hast. Darum ist das Heer des Königs von Aram deiner Hand entronnen.
Amen? The seer. Do you know what a seer is, right? That's the prophet. And do you know what a seer really is? Seer is a seer. That's the one who sees. He said, come on, everybody sees. Do you? Do we? You know, because the question is, what do you see? You know, do you have trained your eyes to see? You know, it depends what you are looking at. If you are looking around, the only thing you will be able to see is the around. But if you see in the spirit, you will be seeing the real thing. You know, it's like if you take very sharp knife, and you take the knife and you cut it, you know, and you look into a different dimension. What do you see? Do you see now? Are we at least aware there are now brethren among us who we don't see?
Yeah.
Heavenly host. It's here. Do we know that there are angels here? Amen. Do we know there are spirits who are attending our meetings? Do you know, what is the thing we are looking at? Sometimes we have God Himself attending our meetings. Sometimes. Sometimes we have the devil himself attending our meetings. In every situation, in every circumstance, what do we rely on? Is it the numbers? Is it the strength of king of what was it? Syria? Yes. So that's the problem. So and he is asking, but you have experience. He's telling him, the seer, you have experience. You know, you have your own experience. You've been there. Well, not the Ethiopians and the Lubim, a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen. Yes, because thou didst rely on the Lord, He delivered them into thine hand. Didn't we see God move on our behalf? Didn't we see God doing what we prayed for? Amen. Didn't we see Him doing impossibilities? Didn't we Him see move nations and change politics and change decisions? Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, didn't He stop even the sun? Can you imagine this? What is then a limit? What is the limit? It's only our mind. It's only the limit of our faith.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Isn't it the limit? Isn't it the limit of our faith?
Yes.
So this meeting is small. If you believe it's small. This meeting is insignificant in Germany. If you see it insignificant. Each of you in Germany, in the world, you are of very limited value. if that's how you see it,
wenn du dich so siehst,
if that's what you believe,
wenn das ist, was du glaubst,
or
mm-hmm. oder aber,
you can be pivotal in the move of God.
Du kannst auf die, das Wandel des Herrn dich vertrauen.
Regardless of your ability, bank account, strength.
Egal wie dein Kontostand, deine Kraft oder was deine Zeit aussieht.
Amen?
Yes.
Just if you start believing it, if you submit to it, and you let God move you, when we stop moving God around, when we stop praying in a sense of God do this and this is a list for you today, amen, when we ask instead, God, you move me, what is my to-do list today, Lord? Amen? You know, God is going to do great things.
Praise God.
If we believe it or not, He is. The question is, what role do you play in it?
Yeah.
God is on the move, even for Germany.
Okay, in Deutschland bewegt der Herr Dinge.
There's no question about it.
Darüber gibt es keinen Zweifel.
God hasn't run out of strength.
Gott hat unendliche Kraft.
God has not run out of hope.
Gott hat auch
God has not run out of people or money or anything. The very opposite. Look in the Bible. All the time where the people look like, or it seemed like it's the worst time, worst conditions. God on his chessboard was preparing a mighty move. And when it seems, you know, everything is there, mess, and soon we will be defeated.
Und auch wenn es so schien, als ob alles im Chaos wäre und wir bestimmt bald besiegt würden,
then God just moves across the whole chessboard, checkmate.
Dann, also auf seinem Schachbrett hat Gott alles bereitet. Und auch wenn alles so gut aussieht, dann setzt er sich wieder schachmatt.
And you wonder, where does it come from? And you wonder, where did this come from? You have defeated me on the last moment. You know, sometimes even later than last moment. You know, the court is already over. The judgment was said. They are taking them, they are already in the ropes. It's over. They are already in front of the how is it? The furnace?
Yeah.
In front of the furnace, seven times hotter. You know what I mean? I mean, God, you're late. You know, and now, God, now is your last chance to do something. They pushed them, God was late. They ended up in the fire. But God wasn't late.
No.
He was waiting there for them.
Yes.
Amen? He was waiting. Guys, where are you? You're late. Oh, we are outside praying to stop from coming here. And he said, I'm very sorry that I didn't hear this prayer from stopping you from coming because I had a meeting here with you. Amen? I have a meeting with you in the midst of the furnace.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I have a meeting with you in the midst of the lowest hell. God, Jesus himself, went in the midst of the hell. You know, sometimes when I won't confuse some of the people, Jehovah's Witnesses especially, I said, do you know that the devil is in heaven and Jesus went to hell?
Ja, ich wüsste ja, dass das Teufel in der Himmel war.
And they said, you must be crazy. And I said, no, look in the Bible. Isn't it true? Aren't we supposed to cast the devil out of heaven?
Yes.
Didn't Jesus descend down to hell?
Huh?
But try to tell it outside. Find a good Catholic and tell him that Jesus went to hell and that the devil is in heaven. That'll be the last thing you said. But if God wants to meet with you in the midst of the furnace, he's not late. Amen? He's not late. So if you find yourself, just to be pushed.
Wenn du also vor diesem Feuer offen stehst, kurz davor hineingeworfen zu werden,
it seems it's all your chances you had.
Und du glaubst, dass da die allerletzten Chancen
are gone.
Alle Chancen sind vertan.
All the prayers you had seems like not being answered.
Alle Gebete, die du gebetet hast, scheinen nicht erhört worden zu sein.
Don't lose your hope.
Yeah.
Because actually, all of them were answered.
Denn wirklich sind alle Gebete beantwortet worden.
Only God chose a place for to meet.
Yeah.
Aber was hat sich den Ort dafür ausgesucht?
Because he wanted even greater for you. He is not a God who delivers in your strength. Can you say amen?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
God has not only met them in the midst of the furnace, but he used the fire which was to hurt them to deliver them. It didn't hurt them. Doesn't it say even the clothes didn't smell of the fire? It had totally no access to them. Yet there was something which it did touch. The bonds, the robes, right? Very selective work of the fire. Hallelujah. So the devil has a plan to use to come and bring the fire of destruction. And he is sitting there laughing and saying, so God, what do you do now? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And God is quiet. The heaven is quiet. The heaven is knowing God. But yes, looking at the chessboard, it's more and more hopeless. Amen? So the heaven is just looking at God, looking at the situation, looking at God, looking at the situation. So God, we know you wouldn't be late, but how are you resolving this one? Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know we've got power for God? There is no limit. And do you know that God is there with his power? And he wants to show the power? But he needs man. Man is like a man and a woman, okay? Yeah? So he's looking for a man that he can use his power. He wants to boast. Do you know what I mean? He wants to boast. Let me show you. Let me show you the power with you or through you. The problem is, we are dealing with the Holy God. And he's rather picky. He's picky about the people. He's picky about the heart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We all would be there, God, use me now. And God comes to say, who was it? Me. So let me do the count of your heart. Oh, no. Oops. Ouch. Oh, no. Pharisees.
Und so reagiert dann der Herr vielleicht, wenn er unser Herzen sieht.
But he says, let me first clean your heart.
Yeah.
And then, you ask me, whatever you want, I'll do it. You know what I mean? Let me first change your sight and then I'll give you the blessing and anointing.
Oh, yeah.
You have to pay for it. You have to be trampled on first. Trampled on. Amen. Let's go to the next scripture. Just that you don't think I'm speaking out of myself. 40 eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him.
Denn die Herren Augen durchlaufen die ganze Erde, um denen treu beizustehen, die im Herzen ungeteilt auf ihn gerichtet ist.
Amen. God is there and his eyes are looking. He's trying to find a people. Why? What does he want to do? To show himself strong in the behalf of them.
Denen treu beizustehen.
Are you praying and say, God, please show yourself strong in my behalf? Is it your prayer? Then let me tell you, it's exactly what is in the heart of God. You think you're looking for God, and yet he's looking for you. It's like you meet a little child, say, where is mommy? I'm looking for mommy. Did you see my mommy? And you tell the kid and say, you know, actually, mommy's looking for you. Where is my mommy? Where did she go? Well, actually, sweetheart, the question is, where did you go? Don't you know where mommy is? Why did you go your own way? Well, anyway, let me help you out. You know what I mean? Sometimes we think we are looking for God, asking God, where are you? And yet, God is there and saying, where are you? Are you busy? You've got some other business to attend to? And who gave you this business?
Von wem wurdest du beauftragt, das zu tun?
Who gave you this task?
Wer hat dir diese Aufgabe gegeben?
Who asked you to do this?
Wer hat dich gebeten, das zu tun?
Laura, isn't that a great idea?
Eine wunderbare Idee.
And I have got something great to say.
Und ich muss auch etwas Großartiges sagen.
Something wonderful to do.
Etwas Wunderbares zu tun.
And God is patiently standing there.
Und Gott steht da.
And he says, when you are interested to be a son, why don't you start listening?
Yeah.
You know, this is a time
in dieser Zeit,
where God is looking.
Oh, yeah.
He is searching.
Hallelujah.
What do you need to have? What is your qualification?
Brauchst du dafür? Was ist deine Qualifikation?
€500,000.
Eine halbe Million Dollar?
No. Or full health.
Oder volle Gesundheit.
Or strength. Or an IQ over 150. No? Oh, what about at least master degree in theology?
Dann vielleicht zumindest ein Diplom in Theologie.
What is the qualification for God?
Nein, was ist die Qualifikation, die von Gott kommt?
What is it?
Heart.
Heart? What kind of heart?
The heart. Welches
heart? Heart.
Perfect heart. Let's stick to the word God is.
Und sie weiterleben, was Gott sagt.
To them, sorry?
Ungeteiltes Herz,
Jesus.
Undivided. Yes. Undivided heart, the perfect heart toward Him. Thank you, Brother Manfred. So, what does it mean, undivided heart? It's not something that is, you know, well, God, I'm for you in this moment, but in this moment I'm not. So if we need the move of God, if we desire God to move on our behalf and show the strength, we should know actually, it's in our hands. If we make our heart undivided, if we make it perfect toward Him, then it releases God. And enables him to move.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
What is the limit then?
No limit.
There's no limit. There's no border.
Hallelujah.
There's no limitation. You need to pay taxes? Go fishing. God, you know, sometimes these little small things which are of such a great interest to us. You know, they are so easily resolved. You know what I mean? I mean, in the sight of God, these things, they can be resolved like this.
In Gottes
Sicht
können diese Dinge so einfach gelöst werden.
Right? So, do we understand it that we need not to rely on what we see in the spirit, on our strength, on the chariot, on the man?
Verstehen wir also, dass wir nicht auf unsere eigene Stärke, auf die Wagen und Soldaten nach hoffen müssen, bauen müssen?
So, are we aware now that we have access to all the power,
dass wir Zugang haben zu der ganzen Kraft,
all the inheritance,
das ganze Erbe?
Why then are not we walking in it?
Warum wandeln wir damit?
Why it's not manifested even more?
Warum zeigt sich das nicht stärker?
Let's go to Galatians 4:1.
Möchte gerne aus Galater 4 Vers 1 lesen.
And it says, now I say, that the heir is, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all.
Solange der Erbe unmündig ist, unterscheidet er sich in nichts von einem Sklaven, obwohl Herr über alles ist.
Do you know what we are saying here? God said about us that we are, how do you pronounce it, heir or hair?
Heir.
Okay. We are the heirs of everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We've got all the power. We've got all the cash. We've got all the wisdom. And you're saying, Martin, come on, I mean, do we? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There is a claim. There is a paper. But we don't believe it.
That's right.
I had a meeting in a church. You know, and I'm a little tricky sometimes. And you know, I came and my eyes are like this, you know. And I said, well, before we start a meeting, can I tell you some good news?
Und ich sagte, bevor wir anfangen zu lesen, möchte ich euch eine gute Botschaft sagen.
I said, yeah, what is it?
Sag mal.
I said, I just realized I have become very rich.
Habe ich dann gesagt, ich bin sehr reich geworden.
And everybody goes, really?
Und jeder war
The idea was like, can we get something out of it?
So die Frage dahinter stand,
and I told him, I'm most willing to share it.
Und dann sagte ich, klar, teilt gerne das.
I said, I just was reading my inheritance paper, and I'm going to go inherit a great heritage.
Ich habe gerade eben mein Testament gelesen und ich werde sehr groß erben.
You know, and they were saying, and I said, so are you going to inherit like now? Or I said, yes, I just need to study and see what it is, because it's a huge list. I mean, there's so many things I need to look at it. And I said, don't worry, I'm going to bless the church, don't worry. And everybody's going to say, so how much or how big is it? I said, you know, there's land. Huge land. You know, there's cattle, there's money. I said, I have even inherited a title, the royal title. So what is it? And I said, I need to study it in more detail. You know, I need to be talking to more people to help me to understand fully what my heritage is. And they said, can we look into it? I said, yes, if you want. I mean, if you don't mind, if it's not intruding to the meeting, you know, we can spend 10, 15 minutes. I can show you what it is and you can read it and see what you think of it. And the people said, yeah, I mean, we can do 15 minutes, that's not a problem. And I said, okay, so let's open the Bible. And I love them all. Everybody goes, oh.
Oh my God.
Do you remember? You know, but was I just joking?
No.
This is a true fact.
Yeah.
It's just, they wouldn't believe. You know, they wouldn't. We are not used to believing what God is really saying. We look around and that's what we believe. But this is what God is saying. He says we are the heirs. Right? And what? Do you want to go through it real quick? Tell me what you remember from Bible. What have you inherited? Tell me. Name.
Ein Name.
In Hebrews. He was greater than the angels by the name which he has inherited. And we have inherited with him. We are joint heirs. Joint heirs with Christ. Everything he has inherited from the Father, we are joint heirs of. Amen?
Yes, amen.
And you know, just to make the list short, there is scripture which says, and we have inherited everything. Just to make sure nothing is left out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you know what our problem is? We don't believe it. And when we start believing it, we realize we are children.
Absolutely.
The way we carry about the business of Father is very childish. It's very childish. Do you know what is typical for children? They're consumed with themselves. Do you know what I mean? They are not laying down their position for the siblings. Especially the younger children. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen? What is it?
Is it overcometh, showing here at all things?
Yes, yes.
A little condition there.
Yes.
The world child there is nephew.
Yes. So the idea is, yet we have everything to our access.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have to grow up.
Yeah.
Stop fooling around and doing your own things. Let's put aside and, you know, say, it's me, and it's me, and you know. We got a little gift from Sister Hannelore. You know, little candy stuff. You know. And the children now are facing a major problem. Which one do I take? Which one is the better one? Orange or green? Orange or green? Orange or green? You know what I mean. And they come and say, Daddy, what do we do? How do we resolve this major issue? You know, shall we vote? Will you decide? And I said, well, why don't you let him choose? I mean, to let him choose? Or let her choose? What if I end up with the worst part? And I said, well, in that case you end up with more Christ.
Dann sage ich, dann hast du mehr Kurzschlüsse.
Do we understand what we are talking about? Can we move beyond being children? Can we stop having ambitions? And our only ambition would be to be there, be obedient son of God. You know what I mean? Let God be God. And when we start moving and growing towards the adulthood, you know, then we realize that we can't get rid of the power. You know what I mean? Yes, we cannot get rid of it.
Abraham
says, hey brother, hey Lot. He was actually his cousin, but yeah. And he says, you know, these people are fighting over the cattle. Your shepherd, my shepherd. There is plenty for both of us. Choose what you want. If you want to go right, I'll go left. If you want to go left, I'll go right. Choose, my brother. So Lot goes and says, well, let me pick the best. Ah, no, I wouldn't go to the cities. I just go next to them. Amen? I just next to them and yes, and that looks like very good land and all these things. And Abraham graciously said, take it. I'll stay here on the hill. It'll keep me healthy. You know what I mean? So Lot goes and says, I've got a better deal, I've got a better deal. And Abraham, I mean the Lord, the friend of God, I mean the friend of Abraham. You know, it's a good title, isn't it, to be a friend of God? You don't start with it, right? You have to grow into it. Okay. So he says, Abraham, look left, look around, look front, look to the right, look back. Everything what is around, I'll give you. You know what I mean? We had a little children dispute there. And you know, they were handed a little piece of chocolate or whatever. You know, and my older daughter had an idea of giving her out.
Und meine älteste Tochter hatte einen Vorschlag, wie man das lösen könnte.
You know, so she gave her chocolate, whatever it was. I don't remember what it was. but she gave to everybody, and she had nothing left for her.
Und sie hat die ganze Schokolade an alle verteilt, so dass für sie selbst nichts übrig geblieben ist.
She, you know, she thought it's a more spiritual thing to do.
Sie dachte sich, dass das vielleicht das ganze Wichtigste wäre.
Praise God. You know, so I come and I see, so how did you like the chocolate? I said, actually, I didn't, you know, I offered everybody and before, you know, it was gone. I said, well done. Actually, I have one, I have another one. But I didn't want to give it because it's way too big. But now, when I see how you can handle it, you can have it, that's yours.
Aber jetzt, wo ich sehe, wie du da umgegangen bist, ich hab's dir gegeben.
What was it? Was it chocolate or what was it? It was something.
I don't remember what it
was. Good, that's good for you. you know what I mean? So when you lay down,
yes.
You end up with more.
Yes.
And you try to get rid of it, and you end up with more. And you end get rid of it, and you end up more.
Right.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
Can we become more adults? Can we become more adults? Can we grow out of the children's shoes? Because when we do, then, you know, then we will have access to what God has for us. And we will move not only to these basic things like power and abilities to do things, but we move to the real stuff, which is the name and the nature. You know what I mean? Because in the process of growing, we will grow into the same nature of the Father. Amen. We'll be seeing as He sees.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we will not be, because the difference between a child or of a, with a great inheritance
mit einem großen Erbe,
and a servant is none. There's no difference.
Und einem Sklaven,
that's what the Bible says. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, in 1 Corinthians 13, a very famous chapter, what does it say? I think it's 11, 13, 11.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 13, verse 11.
He says, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Als ich ein Kind war, redete ich wie ein Kind, dachte wie ein Kind, urteilte wie ein Kind. Als ich ein Mann wurde, tat ich weg, was kindlich war.
You know what I mean? Can we stop thinking as children? Can we stop speaking as children? Can we stop understanding as children? Cannot we get the mind and the nature of God? Can we become more mature and go higher? Because what is God looking for is the sons. You know, the people who were in our midst and who are not anymore, and I'm definitely not speaking German, I'm speaking all around. They have never, ever really understood the word. How can you go back and end up in the church? What do you do there? You know, I cannot imagine. You know, I went recently, I was visiting a good church, and I'm telling you, a good church. You know, I made a special trip. I was going to a business trip to America. You know, and I made a point to make my ticket because I had a layover in New York. You know, and I said, let me stop there for not only a few hours, but I'll sleep over. And I'll go to Times Square Church. I have a major respect for Brother Wilkerson. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I said, well, let me go and see, you know, the church, because I wasn't in the church for many years. And you come there inside. You know, and I was so, in a way, a little emotional here and there. You read the books and you are, you know, and you feel and you say, you know, I'm here, I'm touching the same places that Nicky Cruz and others were touching.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not taking it lightly. These people laid down their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the meeting starts and the meeting is over and everything is, you know. I met so many businessmen there. You know, they sit next to me and, where are you from? I'm from the Czech Republic. Okay, so what is your ministry? Do I have one? Do you have a business card? Yeah, I have a business, but but are you at least a pastor? No, I don't believe in pastor. Oh, what do you believe? Well, we kind of believe in plural eldership. Oh, it's okay, whatever. Yeah, fine, that's good too. Yeah. So, can we exchange emails and can we do some business? We need to send something to Jerusalem or do this. And what is your yearly revenue of the church? Yeah. And it was not somebody from the church, it was somebody outside, you know. Don't get me wrong. You know, but then you are listening and sitting and then you are sitting there and saying, yes, no, I don't belong here. I have marvelous respect for, and it didn't change my respect for Brother Wilkerson. It doesn't change it, and I think we all should know his books and, you know, some of the articles. There is no question about, no doubt about it. It is a prophetic voice upon this earth, and yet, you know, I wouldn't be able. Even if I live in New York, I wouldn't be able to attend to a church like this. Because God has revealed us so much higher way. Amen? Can you say amen? You know, let the churches do what they want to do. You know, let the children play on the sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
But father's got a business. And he's looking for somebody who will attend to it. Somebody who will be able to entrust a business with his name. I don't know how it's in Germany or US or wherever, but in Czech we have quite a few businesses which is, I don't know, Mr. Johnson and Son. You have it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Martin and Son.
Martin und Söhne.
Do you have it in Germany too? Yeah? And now, imagine there is a business. And God called it Yahweh and his sons. You know what I mean? Are you interested? Well, you have to be sons. How do you know there is somebody's son? How do you know? By the name, okay. So he carries the same nature. That's what you mean. He doesn't do the childish things anymore. It is that he is led by the Spirit, not by the flesh. Amen. You know, and we need to be led by a spirit. Not by our reasoning. But we need to know what God has for us. Sometimes it's very unreasonable. You know, I mean, for Jesus to wait for Lazarus to die, that was very irresponsible. You know what I mean? Wouldn't you call it irresponsible? Wouldn't you call it unfriendly? Wouldn't you call it, insensitive? I like this one.
Yeah.
Insensitive.
unsensibel,
unfreundlich,
vernachlässigend, dass Jesus darauf gewartet hat, dass
Lazarus. Amen. And yet, he says, I am not my own.
Yeah.
I cannot do things just because they make sense.
Ich kann Dinge nicht tun, nur weil sie scheinbar Sinn machen.
Just because it's a good idea.
Nur weil es eine gute Idee ist.
Because it's economically plausible.
Weil es wirtschaftlich Sinn macht.
Because this is a good time, so let's do it. We cannot move unless God moves. We cannot just misplace God because we would be another church. We cannot look around and start counting people. Amen. If you want to measure, if you want to measure by numbers, I'm telling everybody about this one preacher who was a very big failure, actually. He was a big failure. He had a big church. You know, and the way he was talking to them, he was talking to them a little bit, let's call it politically non correct way. They all got offended. Almost all.
Fast alle haben sich angegriffen.
They left.
Sind gegangen.
And from the few who left, I think like 8% committed suicide.
Und die wenigen, die dann haben noch viele Selbstmord begangen.
His name is Jesus Christ.
Und dieser Mensch war Jesus.
You know what I'm talking about? How do you measure success? There are thousands of people and says, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you cannot have my part. And they left because they got offended. He's too harsh. What a failure, huh? What a failure. And then from the rest, 12 that is, 8% committed suicide, which is one, but still. You know what I'm saying? When I told you in the first day, you would say, oh, what a crook, what a guy, you know. But now, 8% at the cross, there was nobody but John, right? If I'm reading it correctly.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of the story. No, Brother Martin. That's actually the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm here, if we are here together, if there will be just one person, God says, it's good enough for me. I'm looking for hearts.
That's right.
I'm not looking
for...
Yes. I'm not looking for numbers. I'm not looking for your natural abilities. And there's one more thing I need to tell you, brethren. When is the lunch, by the way? 12:30. So we have 5 minutes more to go? Okay. There's one more thing. Sometimes, let's go to... maybe a couple more things. If we have still time, little time. Let's go to 2 Kings. I think. Is it, where is the situation with Elisha and the widow, the oil is it 17? Isn't it more like four? Yes.
No,
it's yes, it's four.
Four?
Yes, it is four. Good. So 2 Kings 4. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen.
Und eine Frau von den Frauen der Prophetensöhne spricht zu Elisha, Dein Knecht, mein Mann, ist gestorben, und nun hast du doch selbst erkannt, dass dein Knecht den Herrn fürchtete. Nun aber ist der Gläubiger gekommen, um meine beiden Söhne für sich als Sklaven zu nehmen.
She looks around.
Sie schaut sich um.
She has no answer.
Hat keine Antwort.
Creditor?
Der Gläubiger?
No cash.
Nein, sie hat kein Geld für ihn.
Yeah? No, the equation is pretty easy, isn't it? But you have forgotten to put God on the side. And with God, there's no limit. But you know, let's see. She went and she told Elisha. She went to the prophet. She took the situation before the representation of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So when there is nothing left, you still have God to go to. Red Sea behind you or in front of you. Pharaoh and his army behind you. I mean, what's the solution? Up. Yeah? We are two-dimensional. Aren't we? You know, when we walk, no. That's it. What about a 3D? Hello? What about going up?
Man kann auch die dritte Dimension nehmen.
Amen? Or going deeper.
Oder
haven't we forgotten a dimension there?
Haben wir nicht eine Dimension vergessen?
Amen?
Yeah.
We were speaking about certain things in mathematics school,
also,
you know.
Im Mathestudium über einiges geredet haben.
We like to ask, you know, let's say these are... that'll do, thank you, that's a good idea, but I'll use this one. You know, they were teaching us in geometry, what is the shortest distance between the two dots? Straight line? No. Don't forget a dimension you have available. It is a straight line only in two-dimensional world. In three-dimensional world, there's no distance really. You know what I'm saying? They were kind of teaching us a little bit to open our minds. And this is what God is doing. You know, because in the natural plane, there is no solution. But if you take it 3D, and Moses says, God, what about now? And he says, well, and he opened the sea. You know what I mean? God is just there waiting. And if there is a bridge, and they were running on the bridge, it maybe wouldn't even get into the Bible. It's too easy a story. But God made a way where there's no way. If you want to go into become the story, you have to expect God to put you in impossible situations. And then make a way where there is no way. Amen? Yes. He wants to make a showcase. Show how good you are. No. To show how desperate you were. And to show how good he is. To give hope for the others. So she did come to God, represented by Elisha here. And he says, this is very good lesson, brethren. And he asked her, what shall I do for thee? Isn't that funny? You know, the blind comes to Jesus. Jesus. Yes, sir. What can I do for you? Yeah, you know what I mean. Hey, come on. Don't you see? No, I want you to do it. I want you to say it. Amen. What is the thing you really need? You know. So he says, she tells him all the trouble. He says, okay, what can I do for you? And the next question is, he turned it back to her. He says, tell me, what hast thou in the house? God help me!
I have nothing!
And then God comes and says, so what do you have? Instead of pointing your eyes at what you don't have, point your eyes at what you have. Amen. And start right there. And he says, tell me what I have. And she said, thy husband man has not anything in the house save the pot of oil. I was not asking you what you don't have, I was asking what you have. But anyway, then he said, go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few, please, not a few, borrow more. And when thou art coming, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons. And shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay the debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest.
Und sie kam und berichtete es dem Mann Gottes, und der sagte, geh hin, verkaufe dein Öl und bezahle deine Schulden. Du aber und deine Söhne können von dem restlichen Öl leben.
If you decide to go the full speed for God,
wenn du dich dafür entscheidest, wirklich alles auf Jesus zu setzen,
God will ask you the same question.
Dann wird Gott dir dieselbe Frage stellen.
And he will say, what do you have?
Und Gott wird dich fragen, was hast du?
Start right there. And if you have the empty vessels, I'll be pouring the oil. Amen? Can you translate into German? Can you translate into German? Translate and send it.
Dann übersetzt es und schickt es.
Grab a mega message, grab a book, grab whatever word.
Wenn du zum Beispiel übersetzen kannst, dann nimm irgendwas.
Start right there.
Und fang an, das zu übersetzen.
Do you have neighbors?
Wenn du Nachbarn hast.
Do you have, what is available?
Egal, was du hast.
Involve the kids.
Nimm auch die Kinder, dass sie dir helfen.
Do you have a floor?
Habt ihr einen Flur?
In your house.
In eurem Haus.
You can kneel on it.
Da kann man wunderbar kniegen.
Start right there.
Und fang einfach da an.
and you will see God move. So let's not focus on things we do not have, but let's see what we have. And that's good enough for God. Amen. If we want to be the sons of God, let Him be our Father.
Then bless him,
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.